With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When contenders for the Nobel Prize in Literature are mentioned, one name repeatedly comes up, Doris Lessing. Perhaps best known for the Golden Notebook, Doris Lessing was born in Persia in 1919, where her English father worked for the Imperial Bank. When Lessing was five, her family returned to England.
Which I remember with cold horror. I hated it so much. Everything gray, dingy.
Lessing's family moved on to a farm in Rhodesia, where she had what she describes as an extraordinary childhood on the African veldt.
My brother and I, who were discussing it not long ago, and saying the tragedy was my mother's heart was broken because he and I were not given this proper education suitable for middle-class English brats.
At the age of seven, Doris Lessing was sent to a Rhodesian boarding school.
I left school when I was 14. I just dropped out, the phrase now is. And I really did educate myself by books.
Lessing says the disadvantage of not having a formal education was not learning math and languages, but there was also an advantage.
You don't have certain prejudices that I would have had if I'd been a middle-class child in England.
Lessing says people drift into things, and that's how she became a writer. Doris Lessing's most recent novel, The Fifth Child, is a gripping tale of an evil alien child whose behavior destroys his family, now a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Doris Lessing's books have sold by the millions around the world, but Lessing says she received more mail for her 1985 novel, The Good Terrorist, than any of her books. The Good Terrorist is the story of a young woman who was part of a left-wing underground movement in London. Doris Lessing grew up in Rhodesia, for which she has mixed feelings.
If you are not orientated towards sport and the sundowner, it is a very boring country.
Lessing says she went back for a visit in 1982 and found Rhodesia was still boring, especially the conversation.
It used to center around the deficiencies of the blacks. Now it centers around black-white politics.
And yet Doris Lessing wants to visit Rhodesia again, if only to smell the place. She moved to London in 1949, where she drifted into writing.
I wrote two novels when I was 16, which were pretty awful, and I'm glad Sir tore them up. Otherwise, of course, they'd now be the subject of a thousand theses.
Doris Lessing began writing short stories in her late 20s. An early leader of the feminist movement, her book, The Golden Notebook, created international attention. Lessing often becomes frustrated with people who analyze her work.
People who've had a certain literary education often do this. Almost the first sentence I get in practically most interviews will be, the character in so-and-so, or the theme in so-and-so, is it not exactly the same as the theme and characters in some other book I've written? Or some other book I haven't written. And I can never understand what is the point of this because it doesn't say anything about either.
Doris Lessing's most recent book is the tale of an evil boy born to a middle-class couple, The Fifth Child, now a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Doris Lessing's most recent novel, The Fifth Child, is now out in paperback. In it, Lessing writes of David and Harriet Lovett, a middle-class English couple who have a strong sense of family and tradition. But everything changes when Ben is born. Ben is alien in appearance and manner. The other children in the family are afraid of him. Around him, dogs and cats are not safe. Ben cannot be managed and must be kept locked in his room. Because Ben is close to destroying the family, he is sent to an institution. When his mother visits, she is horrified by the conditions there and brings Ben home. Here's Doris Lessing.
It's an unsolvable moral dilemma. To leave the child there meant she would know the child was, in fact, being murdered there. She took the child home, and her family was destroyed.
Doris Lessing says she got the idea for The Fifth Child from a letter a woman wrote to the editor of a magazine.
This girl said, I am writing you this letter not because I want any sympathy or help. I just want to share this with somebody. And this little girl was born, and from the moment she was born, our life has been hell. She was born a devil. She enjoys tormenting people. She enjoys hurting people.
The Fifth Child is a frightening story already hailed by the critics as a minor classic. Some of Doris Lessing's fans have been left cold by her series of science fiction novels, but Lessing says she's planning to write a sixth volume.
A certain section of my readership will read only the realistic books, and another section will read only the non-realistic books, and I find that very sad for both sides.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.